Welcome, everyone, to Paul Speranza's long-range extended winter weather forecast. 30-minute special show here on WTZQ, home of Henderson County's most trusted weatherman, Mr. Paul Speranza. Today's weather special for the winter weather is brought to you by Tire Master. Be ready for driving in any weather. And Rick and the boys at Tire Master, a full-service tire center on Spartanburg Highway, serving Hendersonville for over 20 years. Also, Care Solutions Mobility, brand-new showroom on Asheville Highway in front of the opportunity house, always on Edney Street in Hendersonville. Care Solutions, erasing boundaries and creating independence for people of all ages. You can always call them at 698-9844. Basement and Radon Solutions, concrete lifting solutions for settled, cracked, and uneven concrete slabs in your home or business. Don't replace it. Raise it at half the cost and none of the mess, and you can drive or walk on it in 30 minutes or less. Call them at 528-3237 or online at basementandradonsolutions.com. G&B Energy, clean burning, efficient, and reliable heat at G&B Energy on Highway 280 in Mills River or in Weaverville, or online always at gbenergy.com. And finally, Kaysen Builder Supply, the official sponsor of patio season. You can always find them at kaysenbuildersupply.com. Well, let's check in with Paul Speranza for our winter weather special. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark.
We're going to handle this like we've handled it over the last 3 years or the last number of years. We're doing three segments here. By the way, if you'd like to call and ask Paul a question, you can call. David's DV3 is waiting, and he'll take your questions and write your questions down and bring them in here to us. If you'd like to call and ask Paul a question, give us a call here at 698-1605. 698-1605. Well, Paul, let's get to it. Let's talk about the setup. Let's talk about what happened last year.
Well, two things first. I just want to say thanks to Skip Sawyer from State Farm, the corner of Main and 6th. Again, he has been a sponsor for me on some of these programs that is going to pay for him. So I have all this extra information that the normal person would not have. So if you ever need insurance needs, stop and see him on the corner of Main and 6th, right up from Dish Girl for Case Store. And G&B Energy, again, they have done a lot to help me out. And they're up in Mills River there, as he just said. And like I said, if you sit back and have your fireplace, you don't have to worry about logs or anything. Turn on your gas, let the blower blow the hot air in, and enjoy yourself. So Fantastic. Thank you to every one of our sponsors for taking the time to sponsor me during this time frame.
All right,
let's start with last year. Remember, we were talking about how the winter was going to unfold. And I had mentioned to you, I said, the winter looks cold. But I said, you got to watch out for the Southeast Ridge.
Yes.
The Southeast Ridge was a killer. And back on December 8th and 9th, into the 10th, we had snow. Anywhere from Jim there in Mud Creek, Flat Rock, one of our observation people, ended up with a foot of snow. Then you go over to me up on Long John Mountain. I ended up with 18.1 inches of snow. And then you go down into Saluda. They had 18 to 20 inches of snow. They did not have school for 5 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to be out of school because of so much snow across the area. And then we had another ice situation. We didn't have enough cold, but January 12th and 13th, we had a pretty good ice situation, especially across the Flat Rock area where they had power outages and tree limbs down and some branches, and some trees actually fell down too. And then after that, the winter was pretty quiet. The Southeast Ridge came back in, and it destroyed all the cold that was coming into our direction. That you saw how cold it was in the middle part of the country.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you saw up in Chicago where they had the Arctic vortex come down, and they were having a 30 below zero, wind chills of 60 below, and all that. None of that cold air can make it down here because you had the Southeast Ridge protecting us. So there's so many scenarios right now across the area that I mentioned over the last X amount of weeks about what we're looking at for this coming winter. If I lived in different parts of the country, I'd say, great, this is cut and dry, but it's not. We live in the mountains of North Carolina and in the southeast part of the United States. And one thing that all the things I'm going to bring you up on some of the analogs that we're going to be talking about is, will they come true, or does the Southeast Ridge come back from time to time and block us from a lot of the cold, where the cold will be further to the northwest of us, going into the mid-Atlantic states, and then back up into New England? So If you have any questions as I'm going, Mark, you just
absolutely
right along
and
here.
And again, speaking of questions, we want to remind folks, if you have a question for Paul, you can call us at 698-1605. David is standing by on the lines.
And
right
I do have questions that people have gave me from seeing me down at Ace and everything. Some of the analogs that we're looking at right now from what we were looking at earlier in the season is 2000 and 2001, 2009, 2010, 2013, 2014, and 2014, 2015. Now, if you're looking at those analogs, you could over here for an example. If you want to look at what the Southeast Ridge out there right now, we've had the Southeast Ridge. It's as of midnight. I mentioned this morning we're running 7 to 9 degrees above normal for the month of October.
Yeah,
it's been a little dry. We only had about 11 hundredths or under a quarter of an inch of rain through the observation program from yesterday. But if we are looking down the road, my forecast is going to start from November 1st through March 31st, about 150 days. It's just not going to be December, January, and February. I'm going the whole Lent.
Okay.
So if you look at some of the highlights out there that I'm looking at, you could say, hey, number one, the cold starts and stays in our location, never moves until the end of March if the ridge doesn't come in. Second one is does the Southeast Ridge come back and keep all the cold away from us and moves it more to the west of us? The third one says, turning cold as we work into winter, and then the Southeast Ridge stays away from us. And the fourth one is, it's an up-and-down pattern where you have the cold. So if you could get the moisture this coming winter is going to be above normal again. The Gulf of Mexico is going to be open. I cannot tell you sitting here right this minute how much snow we're going to get. And that's why I'm explaining these scenarios where we're looking at. So if you're looking at some of these points, for an example, I'm giving you some of the breakdowns right now. If you're looking at 2000, 2001, you had an up-and-down pattern. You had 6, 9. You had above-normal snowfall. Remember, Henderson County for our area is only 8 to 12 inches of snow for the whole season.
That's what we should average.
That's what the average, depending on elevations. If you're lower, higher, 8 to 12, is that's what it is. But if you looked at 2000-2001, I'm not going to break all the temperatures. I got everything down because there's so much written down on these papers. You had anywhere from, you were above normal snowfall. Let's put it that way. Then you went into 2009-2010, and that was a winter that you never forgot. I had snow on the ground for 75 days.
Wow.
And this first snow that came down never melted, and when it started to melt, you had another snow on top of it. We ended up with over 35 inches of snow that winter. Now, that's why I'm bringing out all these points. Yeah. There's a lot on the table, but nothing's written in stone. I'm using my best judgment, but if this Southeast Ridge wants to poke its nose in and stay here, but I believe by the time we get into the end of October going into November, we're going to break this ridge down and make a trough, which we haven't seen for a long time coming into the southeast part of the United States. If that should be the case, that's going to bring a lot more cold air in. Doesn't mean it's going to hang around for long because that Southeast Ridge is strong.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to poke its nose back up into our area and push the cold away again. So if you go into 2013, 2014, again, it was an up and down pattern. You had it above normal snowfall, even though we had warm periods and cold periods. And the same scenario for 2014, 2015. The same scenario. You had cold, you had warm. So once again, just because in the long run, we may have a very fluctuating winter where it doesn't stay cold all the time, it doesn't stay warm all the time, unless the Southeast Ridge really gets strong and keeps everything away from us, I don't see no reason why we should at least break even on snow totals this winter.
Uh-huh. All right. So this is segment one.
Yep.
as we get set up for, because you're already leading into what you think we're going to have.
Yep.
So for this coming winter. So let's hear from all our sponsors who, of course, have brought you Paul Speranza's live extended long-range winter weather forecast here on theCUBE.
Mabel, is that smoke coming from Cletus's truck?
Yeah, it is. It's a battery again. I called me an utter car.
A what?
An utter car. Take me over to that brand-new Care Solution showroom on Asheville Highway and that man to at me the wrong place. He said, it's the biggest showroom, lady. I said, it ain't Care Solutions. There's no fresh coffee, friendly faces, or funny guys.
It's an Uber car, Mabel, not an utter car.
Oh, well, we took that utter car over to the Care Solutions, and he had coffee and bought his mama a scooter and scheduled a free home visit to get his daddy fixed up. You see, biggest is not always the best.
Care Solutions Mobility Center's new showroom on Nashville Highway.
GNB Energy invites you to check out these great propane-powered deals to prepare for winter. Stay cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat Gas fireplaces, stoves, and inserts. The best deal of all, Rinnai tankless water heaters now start at $395 after rebates. You can enjoy an endless supply of hot water and save money with Rinnai. Visit GNB Energy on Highway 280 in Mills River or in Weaverville today. Online at gbenergy.com or call 855-LPG-PRO.
Tire Master is serving our area for over 20 years. Tire Master located at 2320 Spartanburg Highway in East Flat Rock. Owner Rick Hulbert asks, are your tires ready for winter weather? Be prepared this winter with Tire Master, your authorized dealer for all the major brands with friendly sales and service. Tire Master on Spartanburg Highway, they do more than just sell tires. Let their certified technicians take care of all your automotive needs.
Kaysen Builder Supply, the official sponsor of patio season, providing quality landscape and masonry materials, exceptional customer service, and superior delivery from locations in East Flat Rock, Brevard, and Greer. Now is the time to prepare for patio season with a visit to Kaysen Builder Supply in East Flat Rock to see displays of outdoor rooms, pavers, retaining walls, and fire pits. Kaysen Builder Supply, providing exceptional service for over 40 years. The official sponsor of patio season. KaysenCompaniesInc.com.
Does your home or business have concrete slabs that have settled and are now unlevel and a tripping hazard? Basement and Radon Solutions has the answer with their unique concrete lifting service. Raising and leveling concrete that has settled is the alternative to messy replacement of walkways, driveways, patios, and concrete floors. Lifting is economical, quick, and clean, costing half as much as replacement. Basement and Radon Solutions is the company to trust. Call 697-2075 or visit Basement and RadonSolutions.com.
And we're back with Paul Speranza's live long-range extended winter weather forecast show brought to you by Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility Center, Basement and Radon Solutions Concrete Lifting Solutions, G&B Energy, and Kaysen Builders Supply. Well, Paul, let's get back to talking weather. What do you say? You've said in your last segment, along with a lot of information, You're seeing above normal moisture for us, but that doesn't necessarily mean snowfall. The last thing you just said was you're looking at probably average snowfall for the year.
Well, the analysis I'm going to give you here in just a moment is it's an up and down pattern. I'm not going with that 209, 210 analog where we had snow from the end of November through March.
Yeah.
Where it never 75 days. I mean, that's wasn't where I shoveled it. It's where it was sitting on the floor out there in the open yard where the sun beat on it every day. Never melted. So you could walk on that snow. It was so hard and everything, so it never melted. We always ended up, we had some rain. It got cold right after that and froze it solid. I'm not going in that direction right now. But like I said, there's going to be a lot of cold air in the eastern part of the United States, and it's going to come in spurts. So like I said, the moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico this year, once we get going into December and going into January, February, March, should average, for that time frame, 120 days, should average above normal. Doesn't mean you're going to get it all in one segment. Maybe the month of January, you're a little bit low, but then February comes and you get double than what the regular moisture is in there. But the point is that I'm bringing out is we got to watch every storm that develops, because we could have all the snow we want around here, but if you don't have cold air, that's the problem. And you don't want to have ice. I'm not a big fan of ice.
No one is.
But some people make a big living on that stuff. But if you had, if at the upper parts of the atmosphere, if it's warm up there, and I hear so many times where I'm telling you we're going to have, it's an elevation storm. Okay, you get the cold up at the top, comes down to the bottom. But if it's warm at the top, that's where the precipitation starts. And if it's cold at the surface, it comes through the atmosphere, and it freezes when it gets down to the ground. So, you know, depending on the higher elevation, you're going to be warmer. But if you're down in the valleys, the cold air is dense. It's like molasses. And that moisture will come down, and even though it hasn't been cold, it's cold enough to produce ice. So that's another possible scenario out there. But overall, if the Southeast Ridge could come back and forth the way I'm looking at it this coming winter, it may be completely wrong. We may not ever see the Southeast Ridge come back. And you'll end up with a lot of cold and a lot more way of precipitation. But as I was saying earlier, through the Gulf of Mexico, if we could get a couple of good storms up here and you could get the cold to match up, just like it was back on December 8th, 9th, and 10th of last year, where anywhere from a foot to 21 inches fell across Henderson County, that's a lot of snow. The normal's 8 to 12, so you already had your normal snowfall and doubled it in places.
Yeah. I want to remind folks, if you've got a question for Paul, we've still got some time here. You can give us a call at 698-1605. David, DV3, is standing by the phone lines right now to take your questions. Again, that's 698-1605.
Yeah, and if you've got a question, please feel free to. I do have some questions that people have given me over the last couple of weeks, and they're good questions. Everybody has their own thoughts on weather, and I'm here to help you the best I can. But right now, Mark, as long as we got the time frame, the analogs that I'm going with, I'm going with the analogs of 2013-14 and 2014-15, because that was from November through March. It was a very up-and-down pattern. We had warm spells. We had cold spells. And that was because we had the Southeast Ridge coming and going over there. And, you know, since we started in December, after we had the big snow event, how has it been around here? Temperatures are running above normal almost every month. And we had a lot of precipitation, except since we got into September. September was a drier month. But because we've had so much precipitation in liquid and melted snow back in the beginning part of the winter, we are above normal for Henderson County. I mean, we can't use numbers from the Asheville Airport. And many times I'll give those numbers out on the air where Asheville Airport had less than a tenth of an inch. And you go over to Robert Stepp on the Continental Divide, he had an inch of rain.
Yeah.
So you can't say one number is going to fit everybody's needs. So Henderson County, unless we end up with a drought still through the month of October, will probably be closer to where we're supposed to be for that 10-month period. But after that, looks like we're going to get a lot of moisture. There's going to be a lot of systems developing in the Gulf. Do they come up through our area and then ride the coast and then go up into New England? Or do they come up and then steer themselves out to sea? It's, you know, we're only talking, today is, what is it, the 14th day? The 16th day, 16th of October. So, you know, we're not even near wintertime yet. We're not even looking for any snow around here in the near future. Some of the high mountains in western North Carolina may see something by the end of the month as that cold air comes in with the trough. Once that trough sets itself up, it's going to be around for a while. But how long does it stay? That's the point. Nobody knows because the Southeast Ridge has been the king. It's been sitting here. It's been controlling everything that we have had since early winter time through the present.
Yeah, I remember in past years when we've done this special, you have talked about that ridge and what that ridge will and what that ridge means for us in winter weather.
Yeah, people don't realize, you know, the winter last year, I was quite frankly, it looked like we were going to have a cold winter, and we did. It started off with a bang, but by the time we got done with December, after we had all the snow and cold, we ended up 3 degrees above normal in the month of December, and then it ended up being warm the rest of the winter. So like I said, that's all I could give you on the snow totals for this last year was we had the ice, and then we had a couple of minor little things as we went into February into March.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything to write home about. Everything came at the beginning, but the Southeast Ridge was there. That could be a big player in our forecast.
Right. We had above average snowfall last year, but it was only through for like one weekend.
Yeah, we had it. It stayed on the ground for a while
and
until it started all melting away. But like I said, I can't tell you. I'm not God out here that I could say, hey, we're going to have a lot. But those are the analogs that I'm looking at, 2013 and 14 and 14 and 15. It was a very up and down pattern where you got a very cold month and another month was very warm. So it was a fluctuating pattern.
So I want to make sure I have this clear. When you say those are the analogs you're looking at, you're saying you're going to compare this winter with those winters.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I had a whole bunch of them out there, and I had to keep eliminating them because some of them, you know, you go back to the 77, 78, this place was like an ice box down
here. Right, right.
I was in Connecticut at that time, and it just snowed and snowed and snowed, and people that told me that they were down here had the same scenario.
Right.
But that could happen, but right now, I don't see that happening here unless the Southeast Ridge completely disappears and we keep the cold coming in from the northwest.
Okay.
And you got to get the ground frozen first, and then you want snow on the ground. You don't want it to be 60 degrees and then get a cold snap and you get snow. It would be like in Halloween a few years ago. We had Halloween snow that came in the beginning of November.
Yep.
If I didn't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and measure it, we had 5 inches of snow up on Long John. By 8 o'clock in the morning, it was down to about an inch and a half.
Yeah.
And by 10 o'clock, goodbye, it was gone.
Right.
So people that slept never even knew it snowed. But,
yeah.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. You got to get the ground frozen. You got to get it cold first. And then, like I said, I still feel that we're going to have a decent winter around here, but it's going to come in stages.
Okay.
That's the point I'm bringing out, where you're going to have warm weather, and then the ridge breaks down, lets the cold come in here, and then you got to look at the Gulf of Mexico or some of these fronts that come through. The stronger the fronts, the colder the air that's going to be in our area.
Okay. All right. Let's take our final break to hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back with our final segment where we'll talk about some of the questions that you've had
and
wrap up what you think is going to happen for this coming winter. You're listening to Paul Speranza's live long-range extended winter weather forecast right here on the Cue. Remember, if you've got a question for Paul, give us a call at 698-1605.
Mabel, is that smoke coming from Cletus's truck?
Yeah, it is. It's a battery again. I called me an utter car.
A what?
An utter car. Take me over to that brand new Care Solutions showroom on Asheville Highway, and that man took me to the wrong place. He said, it's the biggest showroom, lady. I said, it ain't Care Solutions. There's no fresh coffee, friendly faces, or funny guys.
It's an Uber car, Mabel, not an utter car.
Oh, well, we took that utter car over to the Care Solutions, and he had coffee and bought his mama a scooter and scheduled a free home visit to get his daddy fixed up. You see, biggest is not always the best.
Care Solutions Mobility Center's new showroom on Asheville Highway. Tire Master is serving our area for over 20 years. Tire Master located at 2320 Spartanburg Highway in East Flat Rock. Owner Rick Hulbert asks, are your tires ready for winter weather? Be prepared this winter with Tire Master, your authorized dealer for all the major brands with friendly sales and service. Tire Master on Spartanburg Highway, they do more than just sell tires. Let their certified technicians take care of all your automotive needs.
GNB Energy invites you to check out these great propane power deals to prepare for winter. Stay cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat Gas Fireplaces, stoves, and inserts. The best deal of all, Rinnai tankless water heaters now start at $395 after rebates. You can enjoy an endless supply of hot water and save money with Rinnai. Visit GNB Energy on Highway 280 in Mills River or in Weaverville today. Online at gbenergy.com or call 855-LPG-PRO. Kaysen Builder Supply, the official sponsor of Patio Season, providing quality landscape and masonry materials, exceptional customer service, and superior delivery from locations in East Flat Rock, Brevard, and Greer. Now is the time to prepare for patio season with a visit to Kaysen Builder Supply in East Flat Rock to see displays of outdoor rooms, pavers, retaining walls, and fire pits. Kaysen Builder Supply, providing exceptional service for over 40 years. The official sponsor of Patio Season. KaysenCompaniesInc.com.
Does your home or business have concrete slabs that have settled and are now unlevel and a tripping hazard? Basement and Radon Solutions has the answer with their unique concrete lifting service. Raising and leveling concrete that has settled is the alternative to messy replacement of walkways, driveways, patios, and concrete floors. Lifting is economical, quick, and clean, costing half as much as replacement. Basement and Radon Solutions is the company to trust. Call 697-2075 or visit Basement and RadonSolutions.com.
And we're back with our final segment of Paul Speranza's live long-range extended winter weather forecast here on the Cue, brought to you by Tire Master, Care Solutions Mobility Center, Basement and Radon Solutions, Concrete Lifting Solutions, GNB Energy, and Kaysen Builders Supply, the official sponsor of Patio Season. So, Paul, our final segment here. We do have a couple of questions. Can we get to those? And then we'll
wrap. I got a list of things here too.
So, we had a question from I believe the West called, and he said, "Could you explain when you talk about that southeast ridge? Could you explain exactly what that southeast ridge is?"
Okay, in the wintertime, where do people usually want to get out of when they go to cold? Where do they head down?
They want to head down to south. That's where it's going to be warmer.
Florida has the southeast ridge, usually sits over the top of you.
Okay.
It's warm. It's dry. They usually don't get a whole lot of rain. But as that ridge builds and comes further to the north, it starts poking in our neck of the woods.
Okay.
So what's it going to bring? It's not going to bring cold air. It's bringing warm air. So the warm air, the dome comes across our area For example, what's happened since December, you've seen every month we've been above normal temperatures. Wasn't because we wanted above normal. That ridge keeps poking its nose back across this area.
So it's warm weather that's over Florida that pushes its way up. And because of that, it's stopping the cold air from coming in.
Yeah, it can't come down. It's like a wall.
Okay.
So all that cold air that was coming down last year stayed to the west of us, to the north of us.
Okay.
So it couldn't come down. So people go down to Florida, warm up, and that's the southeast ridge. But it pokes its nose up occasionally. But if it's strong enough, it settles itself across this area, too, across the southeast, going into Florida, and you get mild weather. Sure, of course, we're not going to get what Florida gets, but if your normal high is, say, 46 in January, and you're running 55 degrees, how are you going to get snow out of the ordeal?
Okay. All right. So we've got a few more minutes for questions. If you have a question for Paul, 698-1605 is the number to call. I've got a question for you. I've had a long relationship with you, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to listen to your weather every day for many years. Is it more difficult today to forecast what you expect to happen from a long-range standpoint? It's that way with business, and I wonder if it's that way with weather. Is it changing to where you can't say, here's what you basically expect every winter here in the mountains?
Well, last year I came right out and said, hey, this is what we're going to have. I was very bullish on what we're looking at.
Yeah.
This year my confidence is moderate. It's not high on this forecast because there's so many variables out there. But if we had what we were having out last year and we didn't have that southeast ridge coming back in, we would have had a cold winter.
Yeah.
But because this year there's so many variables out there, I can't tell you, does that ridge come in and stay here for a while, or does the trough, the ridge disappears and goes back south, and the trough comes in and brings a lot of cold air into our part of the country? How long does it stay? Does it stay a few weeks and lifts out? That's why I'm going with those analogs where it was an up-and-down pattern for those seasons. You had a cold month, you had a warm month, you had another cold month, then it warmed up again. But the snow totals over those two years that we were looking at, those analogs, all averaged above where the 30-year average is for Henderson County.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
I have some folks who have given you questions.
Exactly. I have a gentleman who has been a long-time listener of WTZQ, and he's asking, he says, I know everybody considers winter as one of the four seasons for Henderson County.
Yeah.
But why do we always consider winter to do a show? He said he's a planner. He likes to work out in the yard. He likes to do a lot of planning. But, he listens to my forecast all the time, in the spring.
Absolutely.
But he said it'd be nice to have a breakdown, just like wintertime, what is coming. So if you got a southeast ridge, it would be dry and warm. But if this coming...
For the other part of the year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you didn't have that, but we'll talk about that when that time comes.
So you and I were just talking off mic earlier before the show, and we've decided that we'll do another long-range weather forecast, and we'll do it. We'll let this forecast go through, because this forecast goes through March, and then we'll plan another one here in April to talk about spring, summer, and what we expect through there.
Yep.
Is that the best time to do that?
Yeah. Perfect. Sometime we'll see how things are going. We'll set it up again, let people know.
Excellent.
And everything, because there are a lot, agricultural people I work with all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's their livelihood.
Yeah.
And it only takes one bad apple out there, you could say, you get a big freeze and it ruins your plants.
Yeah.
So you get springtime, you get warm, 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 and you get a cold spell, everything freezes, and then what happens?
Great.
You're out of business.
All right. Well, we'll definitely get that scheduled. That's a great comment.
A lot of them people say congratulations that if you make it till January,
you will.
You're one of the best people that we listen to you every day. Your attitude is great. You tell it just the way it is. You don't have no script or anything. You're telling it the way
I can vouch for that.
Yes. That's the way I was taught. When I used to go down to hurricane school, they said if you got something on your mind, talk about it. Don't hide in the closet. Explain to people why you're telling these features out there. And that's one thing I'm never going to change. If I see something 2-3 weeks down the road, I'm going to bring it out when we do our segments with Mark or David. I'm going to say, hey, by the way, this is what I see on some of the long-range experimental models that we could have this situation coming about us in the mountains of North Carolina.
And that's exactly one of the main reasons people listen to you, because they get that kind of forecast.
Yeah. So another one is... Once again, we love listening to you every day on your weather, and I appreciate that. I thank them. This is one that really doesn't pertain to weather, but this pertains to you. I had four ladies come to me. They were in Ace Hardware the other day, and they're planning on looking into that trip that you're going on.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is...
The Q Cruise.
They said, if we go, we're not sure yet of our scheduling, but will you have T-shirts made?
Ah, well, yes, we will.
Okay.
By golly.
Well, if you're listening, there you are. I don't know what size you
That's
are.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
But they were asking because there were four of them that might want to go, you know, four ladies.
That's a great idea. Q Cruise T-shirts. Yeah. All right. I'm making that note right now.
Another thing is the observation program. People love, you know, we have about six people that we work with. The rain gauges that we use are not what you come down to a local hardware store and buy a rain gauge. These are professional rain gauges. Just like Mark, these are automated rain gauges. Mark sits in the office here. It's automated. It transmits on an antenna, sends it to a hundredth of an inch. When he's done, he's just got to push the button. But if anybody is interested, we do have a different variety of rain gauges.
And we could always use more observation folks.
And that's the point that I bring out. When I'm out doing this observation, I live up on Long John. You're here in Flat Rock in the Dana area.
Yeah.
So everybody's different. And that's why we give these totals out there, because if you use one number, it doesn't make sense to use one number when you've got a good observation. So if people are out there that are interested, they could call the station, leave their name. I could talk to them and explain to them what is happening.
And how it works.
And so forth.
Great.
And another thing, we can't forget Buzz the Weather Kitten.
No.
Everybody, they don't come to me and say, hey, Paul, how are you? How's Buzz? Buzz is 14 months old now.
He's quite famous.
He's quite famous, and he gets himself in a lot of mischief, for sure. So when you hear me doing a live forecast, and you hear things falling, it's not me knocking things down.
It's Buzz the Weather Kitten.
And then I think Mark has another question here.
Well, we want to make sure we let people know that we're well on the way to Paul's 50th weather anniversary. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you that much older. 50th weather anniversary calendars coming up. Poster calendars.
Yep.
So if you want some of this information in front of you like Paul has, then we'll let you know how you can get those calendars once they get all printed.
Yep. NC Printing is going to do the professional printing on it. We're filling in all the information that we need. We're still picking out other information that's going to be added on that.
Yep.
The cost on that is going to be about $10. We'll tell you where you can get these calendars.
Yep.
They'll be ready for you for the first of the year. And like I said, it'll be a great asset for me. For 50 years doing weather, it's like a little thing for me to say, hey, thank you for being here 50 years doing weather.
Absolutely.
And be information that you could use every day. So if I'm not on the year, you could say, okay, March 7th, what's your high and low supposed to be?
Yep.
And you ended up with that. So, hey, I was 5 degrees above normal.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Good stuff to have in front of you.
And your rain totals will be on there every month. They're all broken down for Henderson County. So the numbers that we're using are for our area, not for Asheville. For Henderson County.
Fantastic. So keep it tuned to the queue, and we'll tell you how you can get those 50th weather anniversary calendars coming up. So, Paul, I'm going to make this sound a whole lot easier than I know it is.
Okay.
You gave a lot of information, but if you really boil it down, one of the two of the most important things you said was that we would most likely see above normal moisture this year.
Yes, I'm going with that.
But it's all according to that trough. It's all according to that ridge as to what the weather's going to be like. And you're looking at basically average snowfall.
Yeah, at least we're going to say 8 to 12. But like I said, if you could get a cold spell where you get the trough down and you get a couple of days of very cold air in here, and then you look down the Gulf and here's a storm brewing, you know what you could have, just like you did back in. It's not written in stone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We got to wait and see as we get closer how much cold we could get in here. We could have all the moisture we want and maybe end up with no snow at all because it stays warmer than. You got to have 32 degrees to get snow.
Right. Right.
So we'll see.
And you got to have moisture at the same time.
At the same time. That's right. So, like I said, I will be here every morning with Mark and with David in the afternoon in the 5:30 hour. When I see things changing, I'll yell to you. But as of today, the 16th, at the 5 o'clock hour, that's what I'm leaning at. And I've worked on these analogs for a long time to give you people out there, the listeners, what I see coming up.
I can tell you have worked on them a long time. That's the most notes I've ever seen you
have. I got pages of them.
You
yes,
have pages
I do.
Of notes this time. So, Paul, thank you so much again, as always. We're so proud to have you here with the radio station. 18 years. And
yep.
Coming up in January, 50 years in weather, and we're going to celebrate that all year long next year.
Well, it'll be good.
All right. Good.
We'll have a good time.
All right. Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much. And we want to say a huge thank you also for our winter weather special sponsors, Tire Master. Be ready for driving in any weather with Rick and the boys at Tire Master. Full service tire center on Spartanburg Highway, serving Hendersonville for over 20 years. Care Solutions Mobility, with a brand new showroom on Asheville Highway in front of the Opportunity House, and always on Edney Street in Hendersonville. Erasing boundaries, creating independence for people of all ages. Care Solutions Mobility, 698-9844. Basement and Radon Solutions, concrete lifting solutions for settled, cracked, and uneven concrete slabs in your home or business. Don't replace it, raise it. Half the cost, none of the mess. You can drive or walk on it in less than 30 minutes. Call them at 528-3237 or find out more at basementandradonsolutions.com. GNB Energy, clean burning, efficient, and reliable heat at GNB Energy. You can find out more at Highway 280 in Mills River, or visit them in Weaverville, or, of course, always online at gbenergy.com. And Kaysen Builder Supply, the official sponsor of patio season. CaysonBuilderSupply.com.
And one other thing. Once again, a big thanks to State Farm, Skip Sawyer, on the corner of Main and 6, up from Kay's Dish Girl store. He took the initiative again. He said, I'm not going to leave you in the cold. He says, I know it's important to our community to get this information. If you didn't have these model runs that, on some of these outlooks, I'd be in the dark.
Right.
It makes a world of difference having this information. And he took the cost and covered it. And I thank him again for all that he does to help out.
Fantastic. Thank you, Skip Sawyer. And also a reminder, everybody out there, if you didn't get all of this show, or if you have somebody else you want to listen to it who didn't get a chance to listen to it, it will be uploaded onto our website under the Paul Speranza weather page, and we'll be up there for a few months. Thanks again for tuning in to Henderson County's station of record, WTZQ, and the home of Henderson County's most trusted weatherman, Paul Speranza and Buzz the Weather Kitten.